of a horse. So if you have clothing underneath the feet, that's on the front feet of the horse, that's tummy. Chamor araglum. If a zab is on top of a chamor, then we say zika weight of the chamor relies on the back feet, on the raglov. And if you have something underneath the back feet, that's tummy, al tumazav. Why? Shemeshanenes has sus al yodav. And it seems still that a horse gets its koyach to stand up from its front feet, its front legs. That's called its yodav. The chamor araglov. And the chamor gets its ikka koyach of standing up from the back legs. Therefore, if you have something under the back legs, and the zav is sitting on top of the chamor, what's under it is tummy. Because we consider that is holding up the zav. For the more of our mind, why do we say what's under the front legs by the chamor? Or what's under the back legs of the sus is tor? But now that the horse is standing up on four legs, the chura, even the back legs, are still helping him stand up. True, the ikka weight is from the front legs, but the back legs are still helping him stand up. So why do we say what's under the back legs is zichator? Lav mishum the arena masayayim by mamish. It's right, it's true, those legs are helping out, but it's same by mamish. Since the horse could stand up with its front two legs by itself, it doesn't need the back two legs. Even though the back two legs are helping out now, it's only called the masayayim help. A help is not called aim by mamish. It's not called nothing. Since you could do without it, it's not called anything. Trash yasus metame biyodim. Im azav reichev alo. If you have a zav riding a horse, the talus tachas achas miyodov shel sus tameya, and you have a talus on the one of the front two, it's tummy. Avot tachas raglov torev. It's under one of the back two, it's tor. Shem mishanosoy al raglov. A horse doesn't stand up with its koyach on the back ones. What at man liel dalat talisas tachas raglov beima torevus loik Reb Yosi. It's not like Reb Yosi. As going to Reb Yosi, knows claw. The front two are tummy, the back two are tor. So koparim going to Reb Yosi, though you see this you saw it. Bring another right to this Yisoid. If you help along and we don't need your help, it's called Ein Bei Mamish, it means nothing. Rebbe Lezer Weimer. Ragloi Achas Ala Kli. This is talking about a Koyen that's doing the Avoida in the Beis Hamikdash. So Drashi, Koyen Ho'oimed Agave Kli, Oyevin, Oishum Dover Hachoitzis Beinoy Lebein Haritzbah. The Yavid as Avodah Sepsula. That's the locha. When a Kohen is doing the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, he never wears shoes. He doesn't wear socks. But the locha, his shoes, his feet have to touch the Ritzvah. That's what's Mekadashim. If there's a Chatzitza, like if he's standing on top of a Kli, and not on the Ritzvah, not on the floor itself, his Avodah Sepsula. Why? The Pasuk says, V'sheirish kechol ochiv halavim. Hoim dim, shetei amidosoi kishar ochiv. That he has to stand the same way his other brothers stand. The Tana of the Rabbi Shmuel, Hoyo Ritzvah Mekadeshes, the Klisharis Mekadeshim, Bezvachim, learn out. Just like the Ritzvah is Mekadesh Tekhanim, and the Klisharis is Mekadesh, something you put inside it. So when you put a Mincha inside the Klisharis, the Mincha has to touch the Keli. Who are then the Kohen has to touch the floor. His bare foot has to touch the floor. And if a Kohen is standing on top of a rock, or on top of a Kli, his Abadosh Tzul, it's no good. Here the shayla was raglo yachas al kli. The kohen has 2 feet, so 1 foot is on top of a kli. He's standing on top of a plate. For raglo yachas al ritzpa, and his other leg though is on the floor of the Beis Hamikdash. Raglo yachas al even. 1 foot is on top of a stone that doesn't belong there. Stand, put a stone there. That's a chatzitza. For raglo yachas al ritzpa, and the second foot is standing on the floor. The second foot is good. It's on the ritzpa of the mizbeach. Is this avodosak sherana? It's like this. Royin. Let's say we would take away the stone under 1 foot. In other words, make him pick up that foot. Russell, take away the kli under 1 foot. So he'll only be standing on the other foot. If he could stand in that position, so we say that he's standing under its foot. Because he could stand on that foot alone. Either the other foot now is helping him, by mamish. Since even though that foot is on the clean, but we say, so what? Since you could stand up without that foot altogether, you could stand up on the other foot, so Yikir Avodosei is on the foot that's touching the Ritzvah. Either the other foot is on the clean, that's nothing. V'yimlav Avodosei Psula. But if he can't stand up without 2 feet, he needs the other foot that's on the clean, then it's possible. Because with the 1 foot that's on the Ritzvah, he can't stand up that way. So it's not called he's doing as Avodosei, therefore Avodosei Psula. Aber der Kashri ist der Mai, why is the Kashan Ration, what do we care if you could pick up one leg and just stand on the other leg, but now Lamaisa, you're standing on 2 feet. And Lamaisa, 1 foot is not touching the Ritzbah. 1 foot, you're standing on top of a rock on top of a Kli. So since that foot is helping you stand up, and that foot is not on the Ritzbah, the Avodasa should be Psula. Why do we say it's kosher? Lav Nishom, the Armina, Mesayayim by Mamish. Mesayayim by Mamish. There's another Raya, Mesayayim Taka means nothing. Mesayayim by Mamish. Right. So it's a good raya. Omer Ravina, Afanana Mitznina. I'll bring another raya. Kibbo b'yamin, if somebody, the kohen was makabel the dam with his right hand, that's the way you're supposed to. Supposed to make the kohen has to do his avodasa b'yamin with his right hand. He has to make, after the shechita, he has to hold the kli to makabel the dam, but he has to hold the kli with his right hand. So kibbo b'yamin, v'smoyo misayosei, but he has his left hand on the bottom helping him with his right hand. Is avodasa k'shera? Still the avoid is k'shera. Is the kasha why of yamai? The left hand now is helping him hold up this kli. And the chur with the left hand, if you hold the kli by with the left hand alone, is possible. The left hand is possible for the avoidim. So why we say here the avodasa k'shera? Because he's holding with his right hand, but his left hand is also helping along. Lav mishum the armina, mesayayayim by mamish mamina. Here is a chloraya. That since that you're helping along the left hand, you don't really need it. You could hold up the kli in your right hand alone. Just you be misayeya, the left hand, that's aimed by mamish, doesn't pass the avoid. Trashi smoil, psula li avoid. If you do it with your left hand, it's possible. Kadiyama parakama de chulin. Komokim shenema etzpa kuna, anywhere you mean. Whatever Teres Makba said, Lashin etzpa, you need a kohen, he has to do it with his right hand. If he does it with his left hand, it's avodasa psula. So that's the maskona, misayeya aimed by mamish. If you're helping along, so what the negaya to us was, we have 2 people carrying out this bag of potatoes, that one person could carry it out by himself, and the other person is helping him along, but he can't carry out himself, then the one that could carry it out himself is chayiv, according to everybody. This is not called shnayim shasu, because we say the one that's just helping along means nothing, like he's not here. So who's here? Only the one that could carry out himself. So we look as if he's doing the whole malacha by himself, and he's chayiv shemus. By the Omama, we had before, ze yochel v'ze yochel. In the case where it's a small piece of bread, and you have 2 people carrying out together. So each one could carry out this bread by himself. It's ze yochel v'ze yochel. He had a machlokes. Rav Meir mechayev. Rav Meir says in such a case, still yechayev. That we had before, because Rav Meir doesn't darshan any of the psukim to pater shnayim shasu. Abi, you're doing the whole malacha. Even though 2 are doing it together, still yechayev. That's Rav Meir shita. He only dashed in the meat either if one person does Makira and one person does the Anocha, you're only doing half the Malocha. Or else the second pasuk was that a Yochid does by Roy's best than his potter. But if 2 people do the whole Malocha together, the Chayim. The Demari Boyelihu. According to Remeya, Bin and Shir Lezer with Shir Lezer, I do my Shir Chadel Kula. And look, you see 2 people carry out a Gregris, one small cookie. The cookie is the size of a dried out date, the size of a Gregris. Now, if one person carries it out, he's taka chayif for Shabbos. That's the shia to be mechayif for it's so Shabbos, it's the Gregorius. But now, according to Remeyu, when 2 people carry it out together, Remeyu says, Yechayiv, do we say it looks like each one is doing half of a whole malacha? But I call upon him, it's only a malacha if it has a shear. So since 2 people are doing it, you need 2 shiurim here. Or else, no. Kefort, it's only 1 maisa itzor. Just 2 people are doing this whole maisa together. So it's enough to be chayiv for 1 shear. That's the shayla.
Why can't we say misayim b'mamasher also?
It's not called misayim, because each one can do the whole thing by himself. It's not called misayim, it's called doing the whole thing. Misayim means you can't do it yourself. So since you're just helping means nothing. Here is zayach, each one can do it by himself. Is Reb Chizda, it's not like this, Reb Chizda, Reb Hamnuna. Chadoma, shir lezeh, v'shir lezeh. We take a look as if both of them are doing like 2 separate malachis. So you need 2 separate shiurim. You need a shiur lezeh. It has to be the size of 2 gregris. V'chadama no. Shiur echol the kulim. It's not like 1 maisa so, even though 2 people are doing it so what? We look like 2 people are doing this 1 maisa of a gregris. Still yichayiv. Amar Rav Papa Yishmei the Rova. I'll bring you a raya for this. The Zav that was sitting on top of a bed, he was lying on top of a bed. The Abba Taliyos Tachat Abba Ragli Hamita. There are four different taluses on the each leg, on each leg of the bed. It's Timaeus. We said all four taluses are Tomei. Why? Mifnei Shein Yechud Lamoid Al Sholish. Because the bed can't stand up with three legs or tilt over. You need the four legs to hold it up. Is the Amai, the Kasha, why are you chayiv now? Why do we say all four taluses are Tomei? Liboy Yishir Zivul is there. The Shir Zivul is there. Why don't we say each leg has to hold up like a whole Zav by himself? And Lamaisa here, you have four legs holding up one Zav. So for all the four legs to be Tumah, the Churish have to be four Zavs on top of them that we had before. What's the shear of holding up the Zav to be Matameh? Only if you're holding up Rov with the Zav. So Chur, if you want all four legs to be Tumah, you should have to have four Zavs there. Because each leg has to hold up Rov with the Zav. So Chur, with just one Zav, each leg is holding up a quarter of the Zav. So why don't we say it's Tumah? You look at all four like doing it together. So all four are carrying out one big zav. So each one is doing a whole malacha. So here is the Churiyat Sarayin with one shear, all four achayiv. Here also with one shear gregris, two people carrying it out, they're both achayiv. Churiyat a good rai. Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak Afan Anan Matanina. I'll bring another rai also. The Mishnah later, Svi Shenichnas Labayis. If you have a deer that ran into the house, V'noel echad b'fonim. One person goes and closes the door. Sees chay mishum seida. That's called seida. You lock the door. You're not letting the deer come out of the house. You chay. Noel u'shnayim. What about two people close the door together? Then pturim. That's called shnayim shasun yipotter. What about lo yochol echad lino? One person can't close the door by himself. V'noel u'shnayim. And now both of them did it together. Is chayovim. They're both chay. So Chur could be lo yach lechad means each one can do it by himself. It means two people. Each one can't do it by himself. So this is Rabbi Yehuda Shita, where zeh ein yach of zeh ein yach yachayiv. If since each one can't do it by themselves, so you need two people to close the door, they're both chayiv. So both of them are chayiv. It's the kasha for Yamai. Why are they both chayiv? Liboy yishir tzidu lezeh v'shir tzidu lezeh. So they both have to do like two separate ma'aseh tzidu. The drashi yishir tzidu tzvi lechol echad v'yechad. You should have to have like two deers in there. So it's considered one person is capturing one deer and the other one is capturing the other one. But since there's only one tzvi there, it's like one shear. Ela Rashi Shema Mina Shirecha LeKulam. Umi Rav Yehuda Nishmal Rav Meir Dishnei Mechod On Lamayin La Polik. This is not a machlokes. You see from Yehuda that when you need two people do the melacha, that you chayiv with one shear, they're both chayiv because considered two are doing the whole melacha. Rashi lav mishum der minun shirecha lekulam. So it's a good raya. Fight another raya. Om ravin afanam nam tanina. Bring even another, a third raya. There's alocha shutfim shegonvu. If two people stole together, shutfim, the both say they stole. Then v'tovchu, and they both made a tficha, so did a genev and a tficha, alocha is then yechayav dal vehe. Is chayovim. Rashi chayovim l'shalom tashlum edal vehe. That's the chiddush in the posik. If you steal a behema, and then you go and shechter, or else I'm a choroi, or else you sell it to somebody else, so now when we catch you, you have to pay back four and five. If it's a seh, four. If it's a bigger behema, if it's a bigger behema, you pay back four, if it's a behema. If it's a seh, a small one, you pay back five. In the kasha of Yamai, why did it say the shut from Achaya together? Liboy yishir tzvich lezeh, v'shir tzvich lezeh. Why do we say we're shut from two people shechter together? They're both chayiv. You should have to have a shear of two different shechites. Because you have to shech two different behemoths. Lav mishum yarminon, shearecha the kulam. No, when two people do one shear, that's called they did a whole malacha together. That's enough to be mechayiv. V'yam rav asher yafanan na matanina. Bring another ray also. Zadin, shnayim should see a kono, shogardi chayovim. If two people carry out a kona, it's a small reed that a gadi the tanner uses, he's chayov. So if Rashi kona gadar ucha de milsa, vuoyla v'yayred b'shtayim. Vuoyla v'yayred b'shesi. That's what using the shesi, use this kona. Yeah. The gadi is what the weaver. The weaver uses this kona for the shesi. Is the chura both for the machayim. The kasha v'yamai. Le boy yishir right so lezeh, v'shir right so lezeh. Lezeh. The chura is those according to Rav Meir. That old Shnayim Shesu is still Yepotu. But it says, Klo, what did these two people carry out? They only carried out a small reed. It's a small Kone Shogardi. It's still the Chayiv. Sechura, it's only a shear for one person. Says the Ikloi, that's all you need. If two people carry out one shear, they're both chayiv. It's a good raya. Be there's one shear for both of them. Yichayiv. The Gemara. Omalei Rav Acha, Brei Rav Ashi. What's the raya from this last case where two people carry out this konam? Dilma diyispek de lavasho beitza kala lezer or beitza kala lezer. As we had before, what's the shear of carrying out a konam, carrying out a reed? Enough of a reed that you could make a fire and have enough heat to cook up an egg. So maybe it's talking about a nice long reed here, that this long reed makes a lot of fire, it burns a long time, and you could cook two eggs. What's the right? There's only one shear. Maybe that you have a shear for two. So the Demarim came, Lishamin in Kona the Alma. Let it say Stam a reed. Maishno de Gardi. How come it says the reed that a weaver uses? It's a raya, that's a small one. Here has a different shear. It has a shear kadei ariga. For the more vaita of a vidulma the yispek kadei l'orag b'per lizer the l'orag mape lizer or mape lizer. Good, this gardi, this corner, this reed has to be enough to weave with. But maybe it's big enough to weave one mape with this person and one mape with that person. So maybe it's still long enough for two shearim here. There's no raya. It just says they carried out a reed, shogardi, a corner shogardi. But maybe this corner was a double shear size. So that's why they're both chayiv. So here we have no raya. Lech lamash b'mino. Tona kaim the Rav Nachman. Shnayim shetziyu corner shogardi is pturim. He'll know. Shnayim foshas Rav Yehuda shita. Shnayim shetziyu is potter. Since you have two people carrying out the small reed, so each one can do it by themselves. That's called Shnayim Shesuot Yipturim. We have Shimon Mechayiv. That's the Shimon sheet we have. Forget, this is the Stira. Now Mishnah of Shimon says Yipotter. But here the price says of Shimon says Yechayiv. Even though each one could do it by themselves, still Yechayiv. Fred Gemara Kapelaya. And now Mishnah says just the opposite. As Rav Shimon is the one that says, Yoi's Potter. And Rav Yehuda is the one that said that what two people could do it themselves, it depends. Sometimes Yipotter, sometimes Chayiv. Morel Eima Chayovim. The Tanakam says Yechayiv. We have Shimon Poyter. It goes according to Reb Shimon. So the Pshat, the Tanakam is Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda says when each one could do it by themselves. Now they do it together. That's a Maitzim Mishuni Yepoter. No, each one, that's when Yepoter. Now Reb Shimon is the one. Forget. When each one could do it by themselves, Josh Kapalayat, his epidobazil, Reb Shimon who the Poter Shnaim Shetziyu. It's an narration that saying the Chura, two people carrying out together, has to be Rav Meir Shita, that holds Yechayiv. Because here in the Chura, it's Zei Yochum and Zei Yochum. By Zei Yochum and Zei Yochum, Rav Yehuda was maybe a potter. It was only Rav Meir that said Yechayiv. So the Tanakam here is Rav Meir, that says even though two people could do it by themselves, but now they do it together, Shnayim Shesu is Chayiv according to Rav Meir. And Rav Shimon is the one that says a potter even like this. So everything comes out good.
Why don't we say we don't know which leg is doing it, all of them are not coming. So let's say, since each of them can do it on their own, we don't know who's really carrying it.
No, that wasn't a swirl there. The other swirl was, one of them you don't need altogether. Three we need, one we don't need. So one is called the Masayaya. Here, each one could do the whole thing by himself. None of them are the Masayaya. Each one is doing the whole thing. It's not called the Masayaya. Right, that's the Mishnah. Hamaytzi oichlin pochas mikashir. The kli potter. You carry out a chatzi gregus, a half of a date in a kli, even though the kli is a nice big plate, so the chur of the kli has a shear, you should be chayiv for the kli, still we say you potter. Afal a kli, even potter on the kli. And the svar is that the ikarite saw here is for tzarech the oichel. You want the oichel to be carried outside, just you don't want to hold it in your hand, you're holding it in the kli. So since on the oichel, you potter on the kli. It's like the kli is bottled to the oichel. Shagla Mishnah's clause, Shakli Tfeloloi. Because the Kli is tougher to the Eichel. So since you put on the Eichel, it's Bochas Mikashir, you put on the Kli also. Es Achai Ben Mita. Potter Afal Mita. Somebody carries out a live person on the bed, he's Potter even on the Mita. That since his Ikarit Sora is on the Chai, and there's a Svara, a Chai Noisi Atatma Midiraisa, if you carry out your friend outside with Shusarab and you Potter, so within on the bed also you Potter. Shashi Es Achai Ben Mita. V'chayim lo'y mechayim al'itzosoy du'meikel atzmoy v'noisi atzmoy. a person has live weight, he makes it easier, and it's tzidid nois yitzatzmei. We'll see the svaras later. Shver svaram, but if anachai yipotter, he's helping you, he's carrying out himself. So even though on the mita, you're carrying out the mita yourself, but vaita, the shamita tfeleloi, the mita is bottled to the chai, so since yipotter on the live person, yipotter on the bed. Es hameis pemita, let's say carry out to a dead, a mace pemita, then take a chai. Because carrying out a mita, a mace can't hold himself, so it's called you're making the gan tzor. So since the ikur tzor is for the mace, it's called yichay. I it's a melacha shen tzrich legufa. We'll still see the Tanakhama goes libid Rabbi Yehuda. That all melacha shen tzrich legufa is chay. So you carry out a mace, yichay. V'chein tizayis min a mace, or gzayis min a nevela, or chadosh min a sheretz is chay. Since the small size of a chadosh, a lentil of the sheretz is metame. So it's a chosh of a shir, yechai for Shabbos, called he carried out something. You have Shimon pointer. Shimon says, no, if you carry out a mace out of the room, you're potter. Because it's considered a malacha shrein tzrich legufa, if Shimon knows you're potter. See, Rashi, if Shimon pointer, afilo b'mei sholem, even if you carry out a whole mace out of the room, still you're potter. To have a malacha shrein tzrich legufa, v'chol malacha shrein tzrich legufa, elo l'salkem yolo. Why are you carrying the mace out of the room? It's not the pshat you really want the mace to be outside, you're doing the tzorach hamace. It's just the what is, you don't want the mace to be here. You're just being misalik, you can take him away from you. It's called having melacha shetzrich legufa. It was up to you, you wouldn't want the mace to be here altogether. You wouldn't need this haitzor. Like you don't need the mace we've taken it to. Every haitzor is, you want to take oichel to that house. So you're taking it for the purpose, you want this oichel to be in that house, you want to use it there. So since you want to it so, that's called tzrich legufon. Here when you take the mace out of the house, it's not the pshat you want the mace to be outside, you just don't want to be the mace in the house. So meritzoyna, you wouldn't want to have to take them out of here altogether, that's called tzrich legufon. Hilkach lav meleches machshevesi, Reb Shimon. That's Rashi and Tosfos and you must have like that, that meleches tzrich legufon is as a ptur from meleches machshevesi. So new ptur by Shabbos, you need a chosh of a melecha. You have to want the purpose of the melecha. Here you don't want the purpose that the mace should be there. You just don't want it to be here. That's called the melacha shesrich legufa. Right, Tana Rabbanan. Hamoitzi oichlim kishir. He carrying out a shear of oichlim, means a gregris of a potato, a whole potato carrying outside, is in the kli chayiv al oichlim. He carrying out in the kli, you chayiv on the oichlim, or potter al a kli. But you know you potter al a kli. So drashi, why she tfeilu li oichlim? That's like butter to the oichlim. So the ikur source for the oichel, you only chayav like one chatis. V'imho yukli tzorach loy. But let's say no, you want both things. You're carrying out a potato in the plate. You want zayid the plate to be in that room because you need to eat other things there, and you want the potato to be there. So you want both things. This itzor for both purposes. Then chayav af al kli. You chayav even on the kli. Like we'll soon see what's nagei to. The kur is one itzor on Shabbos. So there's only one chiyav chatis anyway. What do you mean you chayav shtayim here? You need this plate to be in that room because you have to eat other things in that room also. So you need this plate there. You also want the potato to be there. So you want both these things to be there. So locher is yechay as a trash yakol echad biyechad. He echad the mechayim leitarti. Atarti yitzos belamecha. Just like yechay, you do two separate yitzos. First you carry out the potato, and then you carry out the plate. You be chayiv two times. Here also you chayiv two times. Like more soon after kashon, what do you mean you chayiv two times? In the same case you potter. The guy carries out a potato in the morning and he forgot about it. He was a shaygin. In the afternoon he again carries out another potato. He's right only chayiv one chattis. For the Gemara, the Chorosh Shema, meaning you want to bring a right from here, this Bryce now, Ochol shnei zeis hechelev, delem echad. Somebody eats two kizeisim of chelev. And forgetting that it's also delem echad, chayiv shtayim. You want to tell me it's chayiv two chatoyim? Havada's not emes. Havada calls a man you didn't realize in between you're doing a chet. It's called like one shkogo. So no matter how many zeisim achelot you eat one after another, since you don't realize in between you did a chet, it's considered only one achilo. You only chayiv one. So here also on Shabbos, if you keep on carrying out all Shabbos, and the whole time it's one shkogo, you forgot that haitzor is also on Shabbos. You only chayiv one chatis. So what do you mean here you chayiv two? And the Gemara of Omer Rav Sheshes, Hocha b'mayaskinon, so there are two different cases. You were shogeg al